This is the Albion Raw on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Alex and Nicola of the Women's Domestic Abuse Charity in here in Brighton, Rise. Alex and Nicola, welcome to the Albion Raw. Alex, what's the link this week? It's slightly unusual that it's not that obvious to most of our listeners. What's the link at the moment between Rise and the Albion?
Okay, so we've been chosen as Brighton Hove Albion's charity partner for the season, and we'll have a presence at the match day on Tuesday the 17th of April when Albion take on Tottenham Hotspur.
Mm-hmm. For those who aren't familiar with this, tell us what Rise is. Tell us the history of it and what it's about.
So Rise is a domestic abuse charity based in Brighton and Hove. We provide services to people affected by domestic abuse. So we have a local helpline, we have a refuge, we have counselling and support services for families, and we also have an LGBT refuge and service.
Right. So within this, within the charity itself, obviously, is this a citywide thing? It's not a nationwide. This is a specifically a Brighton and Hove.
This is a Brighton Hove based charity.
Okay. So, why have the Albion chosen Rise as one of their favoured charities this year?
I think, lots of people apply to be the Albion's charity of the year because obviously it gives you like a massive visibility and a chance to connect with a passive audience of about 30,000 people. I think that one of the reasons we were chosen is because we'd read through their supporter charter. We really tapped into the fact that Albion pride themselves on being a family club. And they were really keen for us to actually try and engage with supporters rather than just turn up on the concourse and ask for money. We're actually going to be getting people to tweet domestic abuse is everybody's business.
Sure. So what is it that's, what's the big message that you want to get out there? Because like I say, you're doing the charity takeover for the Spurs game, but there's obviously a big and important message that you want to get out there. Finally want to do the Twitter handle thing, that's great, but there is a bigger message to be had. So what's that then, Nicola?
We want to pitch domestic abuse as something that isn't seen as just a women's issue. It's something that's everybody's business. So in the past, I'm sure everyone remembers a time when they thought that if something was happening, it was private, it was between two people, it was just a domestic. But actually, we all have a responsibility to speak out if we see something that we think isn't right. And if you're worried about a friend, rather than just keep that fear inside, it's really important to reach out and ask them if they're okay.
Okay. And Alex, I mean, there's historically been research undertaken whereby football not has a responsibility, but it has, there's been a link between, say, for England losing or not doing well in the World Cup and a Rise. You know, there has been a direct correlation. One, is that still there? And two, what does Rise do about that to help that?
Well, I suppose it is still there, but actually, equally, the research has shown that whether your game win or loses, there's often a rise in domestic abuse. I suppose what we do for it, well, we can be there as a support in the community. And this is why it's great to get out with Brighton Hove Albion, because we're very aware, like, the majority of people don't do this to their partners or whatever. But I think it's often that, kind of going back what to Nicola said, people often scared about if someone came to them and disclosed, oh, this is happening to me, people go, oh, I don't know what to do, like, how do I help? And it can actually be really simple. It can just be as much as just listening and not judging, you know, maybe talking about the behaviour of the person that might be a perpetrator, not judging the person themselves, and also pointing them towards Rise services.
And just being patient with them as well, because there's a misconception that if someone discloses they're in an abusive relationship, your instinct can be to try and talk them out of that relationship as quickly as possible, whereas actually leaving abusive relationship can be incredibly dangerous and it can be an incredibly difficult thing to do. So it's a case of listening, supporting, signposting them to organisations like Rise who can help them leave safely.
So if someone does actually, I mean, if this is something that strikes a chord with people and this is actually something that, yes, I do know of this or I suspect this and what have you, you're saying that Rise is a place that people can come to. How would they do that?
So they can call our helpline number, which is
free phone.
0300 323 9985. And people also can find more information on our website, which is riseuk.org.uk. And for this campaign, if you add /everyone's business, that will take you to information about what to do in a situation, what signs you can spot, and how to help someone if you're worried about them.
Because I think it might be sort of considered a little bit counterintuitive that if you suspect something's going on, you wouldn't immediately call the police. So is that sort of, is that something that you actually consider saying is good advice as well? I mean, or does it depend on the nature of the individual circumstance?
No, absolutely. We always say that emblazoned across the top of our website, above our helpline number, is if you're in immediate danger, call the police. We're there to provide support, guidance, emotional support. Should someone decide to leave, we provide crisis accommodation, but that's not necessarily instant. So we do always say to people, if you're in danger, phone 999.
Rise. I think that the public perception of domestic abuse is often considered one way, from men to women. But in your experience, that, you know, it can happen in all directions from any given way, and not necessarily just within two people. So how does Rise deal with all of these issues?
Well, Rise's remit is gender-based violence, violence towards women from men. That's not to say that we don't acknowledge that it works the other way as well, and women can be abusive towards men. If someone discloses that they're a victim of abuse and they're a male, we just signpost them to our partner organisation.
Okay.
So if they contact the portal, they'll get directed to one of our partners. Who we're just not specialists in female to male violence.
Okay. So when the Albion fans come to the game on Tuesday against Spurs, what is it they can expect? And obviously there's the buckets being shaken, but what's the message that you're specifically getting out there on the day? I understand you're being interviewed at halftime as well.
Yeah, so we're lucky enough to have a signed shirt and a signed football, obviously signed by the promotion winning squad, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So fans can win one of the shirts, win a shirt or one of the balls by taking part in a penalty shootout on the concourse, or they can tweet domestic abuse is everybody's business.
Everyone's business.
Yes. And on Thursday we'll be totting up everyone who's used that hashtag, and we'll be picking two lucky people at random. As you say, there's also going to be an interview at half time with Ali Golds, who is a survivor of domestic abuse. We're getting to show two films, well, a film on either screen at the end of the pitch, and we're also going to have our text to donate number going round on the mid-tier advertising boards, aren't we?
Yes, so we're everywhere.
So that phone number again, if you suspect that a loved one is being abused, is
0300 323 9985, or you can go to our website on riseuk.org.uk.
Alex Allison, Nicola Davis of Rise, thank you very much indeed for coming onto the Albion Roar.
Brilliant. Thank you for having us.